Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. You can read all about him on his website at expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com. And you can ask the doctor everything you want to know about lipo live on air. Join us for Dr. Amron's Body Talk, Sunday afternoons at 2 on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
KLSX.
KLSX HD.
Los Angeles. SoCal's FM Talk Station.
97.1.
Home of the Adam Carolla Show Mornings. Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 1-800-80-LASER for no payments till 2010.
It's time to separate fat from fiction. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk, sponsored by expertliposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron, with Carrie Kasem on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
That's right. Entertainment Tonight called him the guru of liposuction. He has been on numerous television shows, the Discovery Channel, the Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN, Channel 2 News, Fox, Good Day LA, CBS. I mean, so many extra Inside Edition. I could go on forever with his accolades. He's a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. The only cosmetic surgery that he does is liposuction. And this is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Happy Bunny Day. Happy
yes.
Easter. Happy Purim.
And we are doing this show live.
We are.
Because, you know, we walked in today. It was so strange because nobody was in here.
No one's here.
But there was a show going on.
Yes.
So are we one of the only shows today live?
I think so. Yeah, we should say that throughout this entire show today. We are live. If you have any questions concerning liposuction, also today it's going to be a little special. We're going to talk about some of the other things you do. We usually strictly stay with liposuction, but you do so many other things, and fabulously, by the way. Yes,
thank you.
Yes, it's true. That we're going to talk a little bit about that. You've been my doctor for 8 years, going on maybe nine. I think it's been quite a while. and I've brought you my entire family, my friends, everybody, because you are the best at what you do. So
thank you.
That's true. You can give us a call here, 888-520-9710 if you have any questions dealing with liposuction or anything else that we're talking about today.
Well, this is our new time spot, isn't it? 12
it is.
To 1.
It is, yes.
I like it.
I do too.
Because I wake up, have breakfast, relax a little bit, drive in, the show's done, and then you have most of the day to enjoy.
Oh, yes.
So I sound a little different, don't I?
You know, it's not too bad.
Not too bad.
I can hear because I know you, but I don't know if anybody else.
Yeah, you know, I got this laryngitis. Just after the last show we did on Monday, I woke up and I could barely speak for a couple days. I mean, nothing was coming out. I'm thinking, my God, I really hope that my voice comes back for Sunday.
Yeah.
And then about 2 days later, it's about 4 days ago, I sounded almost exactly like Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, no.
And the women were liking it, I got to tell you. I mean,
that's crazy.
They really were responding to it very well. And then I transitioned. For 2 days, I sounded like Danny Bonaducci.
Right, right.
And then it transitioned into sort of like Sam Phillips.
That's so
funny.
For
about a day and a half, and I'm still sounding a little bit like Sam Phillips.
No, a little bit. I actually lost my voice, and when it started coming back, I sounded just like Sam Phillips. Just like Sam Phillips.
I can't imagine that, because your voice, like I've always said, really cuts through.
Right.
When I listen to tapes of the show, my voice sounds so breathy, and yours like cuts through like a knife.
It really, I'm telling you, it was so raspy, and like, and then I got that, you know, the valley accent going, then how she has that, and it's so funny, because everybody kept telling me that.
Well, it's a beautiful day outside, about 80 degrees.
It's a beautiful day.
So let me jump in. Thank you, Carrie. Let me jump in and tell you about myself for those of you who have not heard the show, which I assume is most of the people listening out there. My name is Dr. David Amron. My practice is in Beverly Hills. I specialize in liposuction surgery. I've done this procedure for about 14 years. I have a very particular way in which I do this procedure and a philosophy about this procedure, and I have a lot to say, and that's why I began this show. I also began the show to educate and clarify and demystify a lot of the misunderstandings with liposuction. Each week we try to pick apart what I find to be a deceitful, offensive ad of the week, because I think there's a lot of deceitful marketing that's going on out there. So with regard to my approach to this procedure, I do this procedure under local anesthesia. I call it tumescent liposuction, actually pure tumescent liposuction, because I really don't like to combine it with general anesthesia. It has three advantages of under local anesthesia. It is essentially completely safe. Lipo under general has had a lot of complications, about a 1 in 5,000 death rate, much faster healing recovery. But the biggest advantage, as far as I'm concerned, is proper patient positioning, which is really crucial to getting the best result. My own personal revision rate is about 1 in 1,000. Nationally, it's about 1 in 4 with regard to liposuction. Today, what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to start with talking about what I call the top five myths of liposuction. I've mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. We're then going to go into the top five mistakes with liposuction surgery. Why is there such a high revision rate with liposuction, and why is my revision rate so low? Then we'll talk about liposuction versus liposuction. Good. All these other procedures that are out there which are competing for liposuction or with liposuction, and why I really feel they'll never be a replacement for liposuction or an improvement on the procedure.
Right.
And then if we get time, we'll talk about fat versus flab, what the difference is between fat and flab. And then we'd like to sneak in these other procedures that I do, which you encourage me to do today.
Yes, the fillers. I'm telling you, it's so... We have to talk a little bit about what you do with fillers that can take 10 years off somebody's face within 20 minutes. I mean, they can walk out of your door looking 10 years younger. Yeah. No joke. And I've told this to so many people who've wanted facelifts or who want to do more, you know, invasive procedures. I said, look, just go to Dr. Amron. Just go, you know, have him explain what this stuff does. Read up on, you know, Juvederm, Juvederm Plus, Radius, Perlane. Read up on these fillers and what they are and what they can do for your face before you go and spend, you know, 10 grand on a facelift. I convinced my mom to do that.
Right. Well, you know, if somebody really truly needs a facelift, then that is something they should look into.
And you will tell them that.
Absolutely. You know, let's talk about this. Let's start by talking about fillers. But why don't you announce a number?
Okay.
So let's get some callers in today.
Yeah, if you have any questions dealing with, because today we're going to open up the lines to everything, dermatology, liposuction. But when I'm saying dermatology, I'm talking about just the fillers, the Botox, questions that you may have. Now is the time to ask them. We are live, like so many people are not, but we are live today. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Also, you know, people have so many questions too, like, oh my gosh, I would never do my lips. I would never get that done. You see those girls with those awful lips, they look like ducks. Everybody that I've seen you do, including myself, walk out of there, nobody would ever know that somebody's had their face done. Nobody. You do it so naturally.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I think it's about achieving a natural result,
right,
and having good judgment, having a good eye, and then having very good technique. And you know, it's like a good nose job or a good facelift. I mean, if it's really well done, you really don't know.
Right.
But if it's poorly done, it's always the bad nose job or bad facelift that we look at. And I got to tell you, actually, I think commonly most things are not done very well.
Right.
And that is the same with many of the other things that I do, like fillers and Botox and resurfacing procedures. So let's talk about the other things I do to begin with. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist or a dermatologic surgeon, which means that I'm a dermatologist whose practice is mostly based on cosmetic and surgical procedures. The only major cosmetic surgery I do is liposuction. That is my specialty. That is my real passion and love. But the other procedures I do are basically a lot of injectables. I do, of course, a lot of Botox, and we'll talk about that very briefly. And I think that most of the listeners know that Botox is a relaxer of muscles, mm-hmm, and it is good for muscles of facial expression.
Right.
I also do a lot of fillers, and we'll talk about that for a few minutes.
I want to just say, like, when people don't understand what fillers are, you look at Madonna's face, and I don't know if you've seen pictures of her from about 5 or 6 years ago when she wasn't using anything. She looks totally natural. She's not pulled back. She hasn't had, like, anything done, but she had gotten fillers under her eyes and around, and same with Jennifer Aniston.
Mm.
And that came out when she put some right in her, is it the nasal labial folds?
Yeah.
She just filled that in. It took immediately 5-10 years off her face. And that was just, it's a procedure that only takes a few minutes.
Right. Well, fillers are great for really treating gravitational changes. As we age, the face drops and areas can become hollow, and fillers do a great job with that. Fillers are not really good for individual wrinkles, I find. And then we'll talk about some resurfacing procedures that I do, whether it's laser appeals or many of the other types of things that have entered the market, like Fraxel, for example. So let's talk about Botox to begin with. Botox.
Let's give the number out one more time. If you have any questions dealing with fillers, Botox, anything, you're aging and you're thinking, oh, I possibly need a facelift. Ask the questions about the fillers first. It's a lot cheaper. It's a lot easier. It's a lot better if you really don't need a facelift. And you can call in. We are live. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem, and we're here to take your phone calls today. But go ahead.
Now I'll tell you what's going to happen, though, is now that we've opened it up and extended beyond liposuction, there will be a lot of questions that might not be in my area of expertise. I'm just going to say that if a question comes in about that. It might have to do with facelifts or eyelid surgery, and I'll briefly answer it and then direct a person to an expert that can better answer that. So let me kind of jump into things before we start answering questions.
Okay.
Is that okay, Carrie?
Well, yeah. Just and anybody who's on hold because the phone lines have lit up, just give us a minute. We're going to explain a couple things, and we're going to go right to your phone calls.
Yeah, and still, you know, please call in with all your questions about liposuction. I mean, that's really what this show is about. We're just trying to today, since it's Easter and it's a little bit of a different day.
Do something different.
Yeah, exactly fine. Right. So Botox is all, as you all know, is. It is botulism toxin. It's a purified form of that. It's just a protein. It is a neurotoxin. It's been around for obviously thousands of years, but it's been used in medicine for about 30 years, initially in ophthalmology to relax muscles that are pulling too hard, called strabismus. So it has a long track record in medicine. We use it for muscles of facial expression. It is FDA approved. It's really wonderful. It lasts for usually a few months. And can really be what I call preventative in terms of lines setting in. And it's typically used between the eyebrows, the forehead, and the crow's feet around the eyes. I also use it in some other areas like the upper lip and some other areas around the nose to relax those muscles. Fillers are a huge area. And fillers are a very important area in terms of treating the aging face. As we age, there's many aspects that convey the an aging face. Sometimes it's sun damage, sometimes it's gravitational changes, sometimes it's wrinkling on the surface of the skin. But many times there's a loss of volume as we age, and that's what fillers are really for. And fillers can be used all over the face. And what is really important, more so than exactly what filler is used, is it being properly done and a person being properly evaluated. So it starts with a proper evaluation to begin with. People nowadays come in saying, I want to get Juvederm done, I want to get Radiesse done. But I really try to say, well, let's really take some time and look at your face and determine what ideally should be done, be complete in terms of my evaluation, and then prioritize things. But in terms of fillers, and my voice sounds so raspy.
It sounds so sexy. It really does. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, this laryngitis. It's anyway, so back to fillers.
I just want to say one thing, too. We have a lot of phone calls. But one thing about the fillers is people don't understand. They're thinking, oh, my eyes are so hollow. Mm. Oh, I have these dark circles under my eyes. Oh, what's happening? And eyes really do show age. I think like one of the first things that people don't understand, you can stick the fat back underneath your eyes.
That's
with
true.
The fillers. And I've brought in a few girlfriends to you to do that. And they have, I mean, their pictures are different. They feel good. They look rested. But people don't really know that you can stick all the fat back under your eyes once it's hollowed out. And what a huge, huge difference it makes.
Yeah, fat transfer is very good under the eyes. Restylane or Juvederm are actually also very good.
That's,
if somebody does not need a surgical procedure. You know what? Just for respect for some of these callers that have been waiting a while, let's start. Take some callers about these questions.
And if you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can give us a call. We are live, 888-520-9710. Steve in Van Nuys. Steve, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, so I had a question. I'm 27, and I get like these bags underneath my eyes. Like I get, you know, sometimes I'll get plenty of sleep. But I'll get, like, these bags under my eyes, you know? And so I've talked to a doctor about it, and they said that I probably need, it has nothing to do with sleep, and it's just that I have, like, these, there's fat underneath your eye, and I guess the muscles. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not sure.
Okay, I got it. You know, fat and the bags under the eyes, There tends to be a strong genetic component to that. And what happens as we all age is that the fat tends to move down and forward a little bit. And then also what can tend to happen is the cheek unit itself tends to descend. And so what happens, you get a trough. We call that a tear trough, commonly developing the lower eyelid and the fat above that bulging forward, looking like a dark bulge. There are different ways to approach that. If it's gotten quite prominent, then what is the best way to approach that is to have a lower lid blepharoplasty done, where the fat is removed or reduced and sometimes swung into that trough so that does not look hollow long term. Again, this is not a procedure that I do because I'm a derm surgeon that specializes in liposuction. So I'd refer you to somebody for that. But what I commonly do, because, you know, undergoing surgery right now might not be something that you're really looking forward to doing, is to fill that area. And the common fillers I use are either Restylane or Juvederm. They last about 6 months, sometimes longer.
Longer for me.
And it takes about 3 or 5 minutes to do, and it so greatly improves it and softens that bulging there.
Okay, and is that, I mean, I don't know if you guys, is that, because I was looking at the blepharoplasty, and right. It's too expensive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. I mean, you know, typically you're going to spend in the high thousands range for that,
between $3,500 and $5,000.
$4,000 to $7,000, depending on what needs to be
really?
Done. Because sometimes
wow.
if you're swinging the fat into the area,
yeah.
it's going to drive up the price, you know, quite a bit more. The fillers are typically about $500 to $600 a syringe of the fillers, and typically one syringe is all that is necessary and lasts about 6 months, sometimes even a little bit longer, and it's a very quick way to do it. So, but again, you know, I would come in and be properly evaluated.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve.
Okay, thanks.
Steve, thanks. And anybody else who doesn't have questions or doesn't want to have a question over the air, sometimes people get shy, you can always call Dr. David Amron's office and he will get back to you. The number is 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And just like Steve, you know, said, it's very, very expensive to get some of these surgeries done, the blepharoplasty, and when you can fix them with a filler. So, Steve, I really encourage you to call up Dr. David Amron and just get evaluated. You might need that surgery. He might not be able to do that, but if you can fix it with a filler, way better, way cheaper. You don't have to go under the knife. His number, 310-275-2467. 310-275-2467. Another Steve in Los Angeles. Steve, what's going on?
Hi, did I have a question for you guys?
Okay.
My girlfriend is 5'5", weighs 120 pounds. She's 23 right now. She is, I guess you could say her body type is normal, but her thighs are thicker than usual. I mean, I guess it runs in the family. So she has to get lipo done. Our concern is, would it matter when she gets pregnant? Would that become undone, or should she wait till afterwards?
Good question. It's a common question I get about lipo and pregnancy. Lipo has absolutely no effect on pregnancy. You know, if you understand what's going on, lipo is reducing the fat between the skin and muscle. So really any areas that it's done, including the abdomen, is fine to do before pregnancy. And in certain areas, it's actually better to do before pregnancy because with pregnancy, let's say in the abdomen, for example, the skin gets looser and you have to be more conservative with your lipo. But I want you to remember that lipo is about creating a proper balance and proportion. And that's my whole approach. So it sounds like is this your girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
It sounds like your girlfriend is what I call genetically disproportionate and that she will never get rid of those areas. And lipo will balance her body out if it is done correctly. And then she will be perfectly balanced the rest of her life, and she will never have to do it again because the fat does not come back. That's one of the misunderstandings of liposuction.
That was the question. That was the concern. We thought that the fat would come back when she gets pregnant.
If it's done correctly and the surgeon pays attention to proper balance and proportion, then his job is to make her proportionate, and the fat will never come back in that area. Of course, she can gain 50 or 80 pounds, but then what will happen, she will gain it more evenly and be perfectly proportionate but be overweight.
I see.
Do you understand that? That's a very important point.
I completely understand. Completely understand that. And is there a lot of downtime when it comes to lipo around that area?
Steve, I had it done. I just want to let you know. I had it done right there. I was disproportionate. I'm a very thin girl. And I had, like, saddlebags, and I had issues right there as well. I had it done, and I don't know if I'm very typical, but that night I had to go. I had it done, got out of there, never took a pain pill, and my dad was getting an award, and I wanted to go see it. I went to being there. I went to it. I wasn't down at all. I went back to work, and I didn't have a lot that needed to be done, but it was easy and no pain.
Yeah, Steve, the way I approach this procedure is under local anesthesia. It is much safer, but also the recovery tends to be much better and much faster. My patients walk out half an hour later feeling great. You take a Tumo walk the next day. You're usually back to work in 2 days.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Bye. Boy,
there's a lot of background noise in these callers today.
Yeah, it's because people are out in their cars, the windows down. It's gorgeous. Yeah. So if you have any questions, we're going to take phone calls right when we come back. So please hold through this very short break. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. If you have any other questions for him during the week, give him a call right now. He will call you back. You can leave a message at his office, 310-275-2467. You can have a complimentary consult. Call now, 310-275-2467. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem. This is 97.1 Free FM.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
I said to myself,
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1, Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. You can read all about him on his website at expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com. And you can ask the doctor everything you want to know about lipo live on air. Join us for Dr. Amron's Body Talk, Sunday afternoons at 2 on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Need a guy getaway? Go ahead, take one at our expense. Here's how. Log on to 971freefm.com and register to win a four-night trip for two to Hawaii courtesy of pleasantholidays.com. You're getting hooked up with round-trip airfare, ground transportation to and from the airport and hotel, plus 4 nights and 5 days at the breathtaking Waikiki Beach Marriott Resort and Spa. This trip of 3 lifetimes is powered by pleasantholidays.com. Call 800-448-3333. And the loosely hanging here at 97.1, the FM talk station.
There's a bull in our yard.
Duh, I'm going to ride him. Learn how online in 15 minutes.
This is safe?
Know that place between easy automated service and just plain nuts?
He's completely there.
15 minutes online doesn't always cut it. So get a fast quote plus the expert advice of a State Farm agent. And you could save an average of $369 by switching to State Farm.
Call, click, or visit and start saving today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on national 2007 survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Lakers down by one. Ball to West takes the shot.
Miller Lite presents A Taste of Greatness with Jerry West.
1971-72 was a golden year for the Lakers. We had a team that was just incredible to watch play. We won 33 straight games, which I don't think will ever be approached again. We never thought we were going to lose. We didn't expect to lose. We expected to beat everybody. I've often said it, 71-72 was, I think, the most glorious season that a Laker team could ever have.
This season, celebrate 60 years of Lakers greatness with Miller Lite. Get your Lakers Legends poster and a $20 discount on Lakers tickets inside specially marked 18 packs of Miller Lite. This season, go for greatness with the only light beer to win 4 gold awards at the World Beer Cup. Miller Lite. Good call. Live responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Miller Lite won the Gold Award in the American Style Light Lager category 96, 98, 02, and 06.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
I'm looking for a wireless plan with unlimited calling.
Oh, good. We have a new unlimited plan.
Great. How much is it?
You just talk.
Well, how much?
And your bill comes printed on a white page with lovely green accents.
I feel like I need to know how much it costs.
Well, I feel like telling you it's $100.
$100? A month?
Yeah, but we're going to use the Canadian calendar, so you're going to get a little savings that way.
At MetroPCS, one flat rate, $35, gets you unlimited local and long-distance wireless to anyone in the country. That's almost a third the cost of the other guys, so you can finally afford to get rid of your home phone and make all your calls on one phone, your MetroPCS phone. Plus, you never sign a contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 or visit MetroPCS.com.
Hello.
The leader in unlimited. Long distance only in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Get a free Bluetooth headset when you purchase any Motorola phone and sign up for MetroPCS service. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Mail-in redemption.
Everyone is talking about Zip Fizz because Zip Fizz is the number one selling powdered energy drink in America. Zip Fizz is crushing the competition because it's the best tasting energy drink with no sugar, hours of sustained energy, and no crash. Zip Fizz is the healthy alternative to sports and energy drinks that comes in the pop top tube. Stop feeding your body all that sugar laden junk and drink your vitamins and energy. Zip Fizz is a clean energy packed mix of 25 vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Zip Fizz has only 10 calories per serving. Hours of sustained energy and no crash. Zip Fizz is the complete energy supplement loaded with vitamin C, 30 times more electrolytes than the leading sports drink, loaded with your daily B12. Oh, and four flavors that actually taste great. All in the pop-top tube that mixes easily into your water bottle. Professional athletes, Hollywood, even your neighbors know why Zip Fizz is America's number one powdered energy drink. Now it's your turn to experience Zip Fizz. Pick up Zip Fizz today at club stores, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shoppe, and Target stores.
During the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event, practically the only thing you need to get into a new VW is your signature.
Okay, sir. Let's get you into a Jetta.
How much is the down payment?
Nothing. Just your signature. Oh, I didn't mention the first month's payment.
Naturally.
That's also nothing. Sign here. Oops. Forgot the security deposit, of course.
Of course.
Nothing for that either. Your John Hancock, please. You'll need to sign on the dotted line. You always dot your I's with a smiley face, do you?
Only when I'm happy.
Back for a limited time, take advantage of the Sign Then Drive event and get any 2008 Volkswagen for practically just your signature. No down payment, no first month's payment, zero due at signing.
Offer ends March 31st, 2008. For example, lease a 2008 Jetta S with manual transmission for $249 a month for 36 months and pay nothing at signing, excluding taxes, title options, and dealer charges. See dealer for details or call 1-800-DRIVE-VW.
The Sign Then Drive event is back. Right now, you can get into any new 08 Volkswagen for practically just a signature. Stop by your Southern California Volkswagen dealer to take advantage today. Visit SoCalVW.com to find a dealer near you.
Hey, it's your radio. Pick up. I know you're home. I'm in your driveway. Your lights are on. I know you're up. So, okay, light went out. I guess you're going to bed. Listen, about this HD radio, you're not just going to throw me out when you buy the new car, are you? You'll take me with you, right? I'll keep playing those same two stations that you've loved all your life.
If you're shopping for a BMW or simply a new car radio, ask for HD Radio. 100% free HD Radio. Discover it.
Don't miss any of the 0809 Anaheim Ducks season. Place your season ticket deposit down now and receive playoff ticket priority for the 08 Stanley Cup playoffs. Call 877-WILD-WING or visit AnaheimDucks.com.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1 the FM Talk Station.
And we are live today. Absolutely. You can give us a call. We are talking not only liposuction. We are talking fillers and Botox. And if you want the best, Dr. David Amron is the best. I know I've been using him for 8 years. I have taken all of my friends and family to you. And I can't tell you how you have. I was a person who put baby oil all over my face, all over my body, and would sit on my roof and fry myself, and you have saved my skin. I mean, seriously, people can never guess my age. My skin looks phenomenal.
You look great.
Thank you. Not only for the acne stuff you've done for me, the fillers that you've done under my eyes and around my nose have kept me looking so young. I've never gone under the knife. It's I've true. Never had anything, you know, evasive done to my face.
A lot of little things.
A little things.
No, but it's true. You considered eyelid surgery once.
I remember I told you that. I'm like, I want this lifted. I want that lifted. And you said, no, you don't need it. And the fact that you told me no, you could have made so much money off of me for little things here and there. And I want this done. I want that done. Or you could have referred me to the people in your office, other surgeons. And you said, you don't need it. And I really respect that. I really respect you and I respect the work you do. You have a lot of integrity. And if somebody comes into your office and doesn't need something and they want it done, you say, let somebody else do that because I'm not going to do that to you. That's, you don't need it. And I respect that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And if you have any questions for Dr. David Amron concerning liposuction, concerning fillers, concerning, you know, your acne issues, give us a call. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Miranda, thank you for holding for so long. You're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi. I have a question. I have some old scars from acne, and I mean, they're like, it's like a little pock scar, and it's probably like the size of a pin. And I wanted to see how you could just fill that little area. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, I've actually done Fraxel twice, mm-hmm. and I really didn't notice that big of a difference.
Right, right. Yeah. Where on your face is it located, Miranda?
It's right on my, it's like an inch from the corner of my my lip on my cheek.
And you only have one.
And it's just like, yeah, it's like one and like one little small one. So it's kind of, it's very, it's minor.
Okay.
But
would you mind if I take a couple minutes and talk about my approach to acne scars?
Sure.
Okay. So there's a variety of ways to approach acne scars, depending on the type of scar. There are different types of acne scars. What you're describing is what we call an ice pick acne scar, almost like a small pinpoint hole. There are other types of scars that are like these kind of divots in the skin, indentations. Some have a soft edge to them and are more sunken in. Some have a jagged edge. Some scars are red or purple in color. Some scars are brown in color. Some scars are white in color. So it really depends on the type of scar that a person has. Again, you have ice pick scars. Then the type of scar really dictates the way in which you're going to go about approaching it. Sometimes if it's more of a rolling indented scar, I will put a needle, a triangular needle under the scar. It's called subcision. Try to break up the scar tissue, and that will commonly, very quickly, cause the scar to elevate, and that could be a good approach for certain indented scars. Sometimes I will cut the scar out. Sometimes I'll do an excision of the whole scar and close it up. In your case, with an ice pick scar, a common approach is to just cut that scar out. Do a small, what's called punch excision. If the scar is pinpoint, to take a 1 millimeter or 1.5 millimeter circular punch, like is used for hair transplants, punch that scar out and put one or two tiny stitches in. And typically the scar will either greatly improve and elevate up, or sometimes even go away completely. So that is what I tend to do for ice pick scars. I used to do what's called punch grafting. I used to cut them out and take skin from behind the ear and graft it in there. I was never so happy with the way in which it looked because commonly the texture of that skin is a little bit different than the facial skin.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will put fillers in scars if they're more indented scars, and they can work very well. There's a variety of fillers to be used. In your type of scar, a filler would do nothing. Laser resurfacing is not a good approach for your type of scar, which is like a carbon dioxide or erbium laser. It will not really help that type of scar at all. Peels will do nothing. Fraxel is an interesting approach. I do fractional resurfacing in my office. I find it of limited use for patients. I don't think it's the greatest thing in the world. You've got to pick your patient well. For people that have many, many ice pick scars or prominent pores, it can tend to improve it.
Well, it looks like it softened it, edges a tiny bit.
Yeah, you know, if somebody has very prominent pores and you do Fraxel, usually several times, like 3 to 5 times over their face, usually you'll shrink the pores about 50%, which is pretty good because you can't do anything else for pores like that. But in your case, with one or two ice pick scars, I definitely would go towards a punch excision. I wouldn't waste money on fractional resurfacing because it is quite expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my take on it. I hope that was educational.
Also with Fraxel, I just want to say one thing. I've had it done too. I broke out in a yeast infection all over my face. It doesn't happen to everybody, but the one thing it did help with was the melasma, the brown stuff you get from hormones over your lip or on your forehead.
Yes.
And it did help, and it was the only thing, and I've tried to get rid of the melasma on my upper lip so many times with so many different things, and that did help.
Right.
But with your scars, I have friends who say, oh, I have this scar, can you fill it in? I have that scar, can you fill it in? And he can do some pretty amazing things with scars.
So that's still what you would recommend, even though it's like the size of like a, you know, like a pin or smaller. Like it's pretty small.
Almost for sure that would be what I'd recommend. There really isn't any other good way to approach that. So I would do a very small punch excision. It has to be very well done. The person doing it has to try to evert the edges of that so it doesn't reform again. But even if it reforms, usually it's much less deep than it is now, and it doesn't catch the light or suck the light up the way it's sucking the light up now and looks much better. You understand?
And how much is that?
Oh, pretty cheap. You know, it just doesn't take very long. I mean, I charge usually about $100 for each one that I do. You know, but usually I'm doing quite a few of them. I mean, 5, 10, 15, 20. So, you know, I can't really substantiate charging much more than that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Miranda.
Bye,
Miranda. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, we are live. We are talking skin today, not only liposuction. Usually the show is purely, not pure tumescent, purely liposuction.
Yeah.
So you can give us a call here, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710.
Well, let me tell you, you know, if we're going to open it for other questions, it can really broaden the scope
sure.
of the show. And I want to broaden it maybe to a certain degree. So I really want the show to focus on liposuction because that's
yes.
the major cosmetic surgery I do. That's what I have such a reputation for. I am really excellent at, I hate to kind of say, everything I do
I'll say it for
with
you.
Procedures. But you know, if it opens up too much to acne and skin care, it starts getting very, very horizontal and starts to lose some of the focus of the show and starts to get into areas that I either prefer not to get too deeply in with questions like toners and cleansers
well,
and skin care stuff.
We don't want to talk about toners and cleansers.
Yeah,
I
really kind of don't.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't really enjoy talking about that much. I can talk about it, but it's a never-ending discussion. And I want to keep focused on the procedures I really enjoy doing, like liposuction. The other things I do, like Botox, I really enjoy doing. I think it's a great procedure for the right person. I think fillers, I really enjoy doing because there's a lot of creativity with fillers. It you can do so much so quickly for not a lot of expense,
yes.
and people walk out so happy, and there's so much creativity and it's so technique dependent that I really enjoy doing fillers.
And people, you know, they get so afraid of Botox. You know, you hear little things here and there. Oh, you can get headaches. Oh, you can. It's so rare, but people don't realize how long Botox has been in use. They use it for people that have neck pain. They were putting it in. I mean, 35 years ago, putting it in people's necks for the neck pain that they were having. They use it in Tourette's.
Yeah.
People who have
That's
Tourette's,
right. That's right.
They use. I mean, you'll use very, very small units in your face, like maybe one unit of Botox, per, you know, for the area, and they'll use 4 to 5 units in somebody, you know, in
well, no,
Tourette's.
It's much more than that. They use hundreds of units in people with neurologic conditions.
Not units. What are they called? Syringes.
Well, you know, you really the proper way to look at Botox is the number of units. The only fair way to price Botox is really by the number of units
right.
as opposed to the area. It's usually I will use between about 16 to as much as 50 units
okay,
in a person.
Okay, then I'm talking syringes, not units, because when you do Botox on me, you'll pull out like one, there's a syringe.
Well, then it depends on how you're diluting it, which is like,
okay.
I don't want to go into that whole
okay.
thing. But yeah, Botox is great. Whenever somebody does not want to get Botox done, I ask them why. I want
right.
to understand what their concern is. And they usually say, I don't want to get a poison put in my body.
Right.
But then if you start to educate them what Botox is, it's a protein. It blocks the release of acetylcholine, which is the neurotransmitter. It's a very natural material. They then get over their fears about things. Their fear is also it's not permanent, but then you educate them that it's amazing in terms of prevention.
Right. It is. It's an amazing thing. I know you had to convince me. It took you a couple of years to convince me.
With Botox?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
I'm not putting that in my face. I'm a vegan. I'm a vegetarian. I am going to, you know, I'm not doing that. And then, yeah, two years I broke down and did it. We got to take a quick break. We are talking body talk. That's right. Liposuction, fillers, Botox. If you have any questions concerning that, we are live. Give us a call here. 888-520-9710. If you don't want to be on air, you don't want to talk about it, you can always call Dr. David Amron's office. Leave a message. We'll get right back to you. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. You can read all about him on his website at expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com. And you can ask the doctor everything you want to know about lipo live on air. Join us for Dr. Amron's Body Talk, Sunday afternoons at 2 on 97.1, the FM talk station.
How do you spread the word? Send your message. How do you let people know about you, your business, what you have to offer? If you want to know the best way to reach your customers and grow your business, consider this. Almost 40% of the country doesn't get local cable TV. Less than 50% of adults will open a paper today. But each week, over 90% of people over the age of 12 listen to the radio. How are you going to send your message? At CBS Radio, we're doing more to help advertisers reach their audience than ever before. With over 140 of the nation's hottest stations on air and online, CBS Radio is the best way to reach your target audience and take your business to another level. CBS Radio. How far will you go?
Maximize your business in 2008 by getting on board 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station. Call our sales manager, Dave Severino, at 323-930-7350 and make 2008 the year you finally put radio to work for you.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD with 30 different languages, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-600-0571. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo CD, call now, 1-800-600-0571. That's 1-800-600-0571.
I didn't know the Hyundai Santa Fe had 242 horsepower, and it comes with XM Radio and America's Best Warranty. And during the Hyundai Dollars and Cents sales event, I can get $2,000 cash back. There's so many cool things I could do with the money I save, like build a moat around my house and fill it with crocodiles.
That is a terrible idea.
Ray Lucia, the guy who wrote the book Buckets of Money? What are you doing in my thoughts?
I want you to do something smart with the money you save, like a Roth IRA.
What a great idea. I wonder who else is up here in my head.
It's just us.
Really? Hello? Hello?
Just buy the car already.
Those voices inside your head that give you financial advice might have a little more to talk about during the Hyundai Dollars and Cents sales event. Hurry in, because these deals won't last.
242 horsepower available only on SE Unlimited models. XM satellite radio subscription sold separately after 3 trial months. Not available in Alaska or Hawaii. $2,000 cash back for qualified buyers when purchasing a new 2008 Santa Fe from dealer stock. Cash back offer ends 3/31/08. See dealer for limited warranty details and cash back offer. Visit HyundaiUSA.com.
The Hyundai Dollars and Cents sales event. Hurry to your Southern California Hyundai dealer today and do something smart with your money.
What if I told you that Kerr, a new weight loss supplement from Sweden, will help you lose almost 50% more weight than diet and exercise alone? What if I also told you it not only makes you feel great, it also increases your energy, and all the extra weight loss is fat loss? With all the weight loss promises out there, you'd be skeptical, right? I would be too. So we're going to prove how amazing Kerr is by sending you a free 30-day supply so you can try it yourself. Find out how by calling 1-800-400-2635. Kerr is Sweden's all-natural diet supplement, clinically tested and proven to help you lose weight and maintain a healthier, slimmer you. We all know Scandinavian people are slim and healthy, so it's no wonder that Kerr is their number one weight loss supplement. And Kerr is now available in America for the first time. Call now to find out how to get your free 30-day supply. Call 1-800-400-2635. 1-800-400-2635.
Friday night. Take some time to take it all in. Twist open a Miller Chill, let a few records spin. Knocks on the door, more enter to hang. House party starts growing, we're doing our thing. Old faces, new friends, all around me cool people. Don't want it to end, already planning the sequel. Spontaneous rules, nothing governs the scene. Cold chills in hand, the only routine. Talking, dancing, we do more than get down. Splitting sides as the jokes go around. Laid back in the moment, it's all understood. Keeping it real and keeping things good. The laughter rings out, bass thumps in my chest. We're moving all night, there's no time to rest. Together we kick it, the laughter we spill. Together the good times, together we chill. Chill is in the air, Miller Chill. Light beer brewed with a hint of lime and salt. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Hey there, bub. Go to MSN.com to get your daily fix of news and information. It's sports, entertainment, financial markets, style and fashion, and more. Have you gone to MSN today?
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem. That's Dr. David Amron right over there across from me. Can't see him. Good looking man. Good surgeon. I've got you. Oh, man, today we've really changed it up. And I actually, it's refreshing because you do liposuction. You're the best at liposuction. You know, that's why Entertainment Tonight called you the guru of liposuction. And, I mean, you've been on tons and tons of TV shows as an expert. And you've been doing this for 14 years. And the only cosmetic surgery that you do is liposuction. Mm-hmm. And you're the best at it. And you don't leave scarring. And you'd have a very, very low revision rate. And you do it locally. And I was just on the phone with somebody who said, you know, I'm thinking about that. And I'm a runner. He's a marathon runner. And he said, well, how fast could I get back into running? And you said, you know, basically 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 days. It's when you do liposuction, when you did it on me, I seriously went out that night, not out dancing or anything. I went to an event that night, and yeah. I never took a pain pill.
Well, I have a lot to say about liposuction. Obviously, you know, each week we talk about it, and we carry a whole 1 hour show week after week about liposuction, yeah. And I really try to make each show a little bit different and cover different topics and misunderstandings about it, and I enjoy it, but it's kind of nice to just change the pace a little bit and talk about some of the other procedures, even though they're not surgeries I do, that I really do enjoy doing.
And if you have any questions on that, we were talking fillers, talking Botox, talking liposuction. We've changed, we have a new time. And so there's a lot we can talk about, you know, because we have a whole new audience as well. We can go back into some of the things that
are so great.
Yeah.
But we can start all over again.
Yes, we can. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, we are live today. It is Easter Sunday or Purim or anything else. Happy Sunday to anybody else who doesn't believe in any of that.
I hope this is not sacrilegious doing a show about cosmetic surgery on Easter Sunday.
I could say something. It is 97.1. God wants us to look our best. I'm kidding. You can give us a call here. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. God gave you gifts. I'm serious because you're the best at what you do. So why not talk about them?
So let's... ready to talk about fillers for a few minutes?
Yeah, let's talk about fillers.
Okay. So fillers are really wonderful because as the face ages, it's not only just the skin becoming wrinkled or just dropping, but we lose volume as we age. And areas start to look hollow. And fillers not only fill up that hollowness, but they actually lift the face. Did you realize that?
Yes. Well, I know that they can create more collagen as well once you stick it in.
They can. And actually, some of the newer fillers, like the hyaluronic acid fillers, Restylane and Juvederm, have been shown in studies to develop some collagen. So, you know, years ago when I started using those materials, there were some patients that said, you know, I really think that this area is actually permanently a little bit fuller, like my lips, for example. And I'm saying, you know, it really can't be. It tends to go after a few months. But then studies start to support that, yes, you can get some permanent collagen building from them. And I definitely have seen many patients who have some permanent fullness from them.
I did. You did my, I don't know if you remember this, but you did my little tiny, like, laugh lines right around the corners
That's
of my
right.
mouth.
That's right.
2 years ago. I have never had them done since.
But, you know, it also is helping some of those lines by the fact you're supporting those lines.
Right.
With fillers, the lines aren't getting as etched or indented into
right.
your skin. So that also helps them not becoming permanently etched into your skin. So there are a lot of areas to do fillers in the face. I think the most important part of this is not to go into your doctor and ask for a particular filler. Like patients nowadays come in saying, I want to get Juvederm done.
Radius.
Or I want to get Radiesse done. Or I want to get collagen done. You know, it's important thing is to be properly evaluated.
Right.
To make what I call a game plan with your face and to have a complete evaluation and then prioritize things, what is important to do, prioritize things for many aspects. What is a person willing to go through in terms of healing? What is a person willing to spend? What are the important things to do now versus what could be done later on?
Mm-hmm.
It really is important to have a proper evaluation and for the doctor to take 5 or 10 minutes or longer and do that. But fillers are a really great part of pulling out the tools from a doctor's toolbox to make improvements in the aging face. And there are a variety of fillers nowadays, many more than there used to be years ago. You know, years ago, we pretty much only had collagen.
Right.
And remember
right.
that?
And
it wasn't that long
it, yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
It was maybe only 5-7 years ago
yeah.
that the main filler we went to was collagen. And collagen was a good filler. You know, it was a workhorse of a filling material, but there were things about collagen that were not good. First of all, it never really lasted that
Mm-mm.
long. It would typically go away after a few weeks,
mm-hmm.
sometimes a couple months. It wasn't as good of a material to work with because it was tended to be a little bit on the clumpy side.
Right.
So it took even, in some ways, better technique in terms of how to inject it. It had a small chance for allergic reactions. So you have to do some skin testing before it. But now there's a lot of fillers out there to choose from. And some of them are fillers I think that are very good fillers. Some of them I don't use. I just don't find that they're so good. I generally don't like what's called the permanent fillers. And most people that do a lot of filling don't really like permanent fillers like silicone because, first of all, they're permanent. If there ever is any problem with it, it's very difficult to take care of the problem.
My girlfriend put the silicone in her lips, and you can see where it's dropped. And she has this weird, like, indentation in her upper lip and you can see where all the collagen's kind of like come to the front of the lip, and it's this weird hanging, like it
yeah.
does not look good.
Difficult to take care of, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, typically you'll inject cortisone to those areas and try to get that to shrink down,
oh.
what we call a silicone granuloma, but many times you actually have to cut that out.
That's what she ended up doing.
But these
yeah.
newer fillers are really so great. The two groups of fillers that I use most commonly both fall in the category called hyaluronic acid, and it's either the Restylane family or the Juvederm family. And now we have Restylane and we have Perlane. Perlane's a little bit of a thicker version of Restylane that I place deeper down and does a very good job of lifting. So to kind of lift the cheeks up and create some fullness in the upper medial cheek area, I like to use Perlane there. Restylane's a little bit of a thinner version of that. The other family is the Juvederm family, the Juvederm
right.
Ultra and the Ultra Plus.
Right.
And those are generally a little softer than the Restylane family. But I find I use them both. I use them both about half the time. And I find there's some differences between them in my own hands. I find the Juvederm is a little bit softer and lays a little better in certain areas. So when I do the lower eyelids, I tend to grab the Juvederm. I like it there in that area. But I find the Restylane and Perlane a little bit firmer. So they stay exactly where you put them. When I'm doing the lips and I'm doing the border of the lips, I actually tend to prefer the Restylane. It stays and defines the border a little bit more. But, you know, you really could use either of them. And it's not so important exactly which one you're grabbing. They're both about $500 to $600 a syringe. They're not too costly. I think an important thing is to try to, in ways, use as little as possible and get the best effect because you don't want to waste the material. It is quite expensive.
And so many people buy these expensive creams. And you know what? Fine. You know, it might help a little bit. But they don't understand what these fillers can do for them. I'm telling you, if you have the lines around your nose, if you've got hollow eyes, your cheeks...
Eyes are a great area to do.
I can't tell you. You can walk out of there in a half an hour with a new youthful face. I tell this to people. They see me. They ask me my age. I tell them and they went, okay, who are you going to? What'd you do? I'm like, I've never had plastic surgery done on my face. There's never been a knife to my face.
Well, really, you look probably better and younger than you do now.
Than
you did years ago. I mean, you really do look good.
It's unbelievable. And you know, you can waste your time with the creams. You can put that all on your face. And you know what? Sometimes it does improve some of the skin texture. And it can help. There's some good creams out there. But if you really want to walk out of somebody's office in a half an hour, 10 years younger, fillers, my friends, fillers.
Well, I actually did a show called 10 Years Younger.
Yeah,
I was on it years ago. And very interesting. You had to make the patient look 10 years younger, but you couldn't do surgery.
Right.
And there's a lot you can do
with
the other treatments.
So if you have any questions for Dr. David Amron about fillers, about liposuction, about Botox, give him a call, leave a message, and we'll get right back to you. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
So next week, I had this whole thing I was going to go into today about liposuction, but next week, hopefully we'll get to it. We'll focus back on liposuction, but we'll take some calls. Let's finish up this stuff on fillers and Botox.
Yeah.
Because I love doing it. And it's a very interesting area.
And you do it so well.
Thank you.
So well. Yeah, you can take a look at me. Next, I should give out my website. I'll do it next week so people can see what I look like. You're phenomenal. And
thank you
for keeping my face
And
young.
Next week, I'll have my voice back.
Okay. But I like it like this. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Call Dr. Amron right now. You'll get a complimentary consultation. We'll be back next week from 12 to 1. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
I tried so
Southern California's FM Talk Station.
97.1.
Free FM.